I've been getting in a little trouble lately on account of my sleepwalking.
No problem, pal. So you sleepwalk. Huh, how much trouble can it be?
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mickey Shorts and More Disney Podcast. My name is Steve.
And my name is Keith.
And this week we are here to talk about Season 1, Episode 14 of the Mickey Shorts series, as made famous by Paul Ruddish. This one is called Sleepwalking, which is something that, Mr. Keaton, you do a lot of. There you go. You're already making the goofy noise. Now, wait a minute. We discovered earlier, or as the weeks have gone on, that you do two really good goofy imitations. So I'm going to have you do those here. So first, there's the goofy fall. A lot of times when Goofy's in an episode, you hear the goofy fall. Keaton, how do you do the goofy fall? As he trails off. All right. Good. And then, as we will hear a little bit on tonight's episode, there's the goofy snore. How does the goofy snore go? Okay. Or as I like to say, I'm sure that sounds great on a microphone. People listening in their cars right now are crashing into the ditch after that little noise. Or whipping their headphones off going, what was that? Sorry about that. But Goofy does make some pretty distinct noises. And that's always fun to hear in the podcast and in the cartoons. Ooh, I like that one. That's pretty close, as you'll hear. So wait, let's try this. Here's the Goofy snore, not the big loud snore, the quick snore like you're just doing. Here is Keaton. And here's Goofy. So there's some interesting imitations from Keaton, who's practicing those. We've heard a lot of lines from this episode lately. Now, Keaton, how goes life?
Good, because I got a little text app and I can text people now with new kind of emojis.
Oh, yes. Someone must have done the latest iPad update today to get a whole string of animojis to now be emailing your siblings. So all sorts of fun things happening in the Keaton household. Ooh. And then, what did you find today at school?
A giant spider.
Actually, it wasn't a spider. It was a gigantic beetle.
Beetle.
Yes. I mean, and we're not, being wussy and calling, exaggerating. The thing was...
Dad, tell him what it's called.
Well, it was some sort of a bark beetle, but it was huge.
Huge.
Biggest one I've ever seen. The teacher went into the bathroom, which is where the thing was sitting, and just thought it had a heart attack. even the parent that was there, the male parent that was there helping today, would not go near that thing. They're like, nope.
Me either. I was freaking out. I was going potty there and I just saw it.
Yeah. That'll get your attention. All right. So let's talk some Mickey Mouse. But before we get to the Mickey Shorts, we do have a little bit of just news or maybe marketing promotional hype. Some cast members this last weekend, a select group, I don't know how they picked them, but a select group of cast members were actually able to go into the building to be some of the first non-Imagineering people to see the inside of Mickey's Runaway Railway at Hollywood Studios. So a lot of good buzz from it. As you would expect, this is all part of the marketing. They don't want to be saying anything negative at this point in time. But here's what some of those cast members had to say.
It was phenomenal. The ride experience, just having this little sneak preview, was just everything I could dream of and more.
Getting a sneak preview of Mickey's Runaway Railway was awesome, spectacular.
Pretty amazing.
It's super fun and creative.
Honestly amazing.
So I am still really, really excited for this ride. I just want to know when it's opening. I want an opening date on that. I want that soon so that we can start counting down. We can start preparing things. We want to have our, you know, top 10 Mickey shorts to watch before you go into Mickey's Runaway Railway next spring. But we can't do that until we know when it's opening. So let's go Imagineering. Give us some dates. We want to know when it's going to be ready. So, Keaton, how about we talk some sleepwalking?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, it's another episode that we like. And Goofy's going to get into all sorts of trouble. So let's talk some episode specifics. The official show summary says, Mickey agrees to watch over Goofy after he reveals he's been having trouble with sleepwalking. Sleepwalking is an understatement, as we will discover here shortly. Mickey's about to have a huge problem on his hands with Goofy's sleepwalking antics. The original air date for this episode is December 6, 2013. As far as credit where credit is due, the storyboard is done by someone new this week, and I'm going to slaughter his name. His name is Heiko Drangenberg. My apologies, Mr. Heiko, for completely destroying your name. Hopefully you will not be too upset at me. It was written by, also Heiko Drangenberg, Derek Dressler, Clay Morrow, Paul Reddish, and Aaron Springer, and directed by our favorite Paul Reddish. So we're going to watch on YouTube. Look for the link in the show notes, as I've been trying to more consistently put it there, and that way you can watch with us. Keaton, final thoughts before we start sleepwalking. Okay, Goofy. Should we do a countdown?
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Hit start. Mickey Mouse in sleepwalking. So Goofy's on his way to bed. Mickey's carrying him up the stairs. And Goofy's explaining he's had a lot of trouble sleeping lately, so he needs some help. Mickey's going to watch over him. Mickey's like, yep, no problem. Mickey's got his book. He's got the chair. He's going to watch and make sure everything stays safe. Now, Goofy's almost immediately asleep. He goes to sleep like I do. Just conked. Now, a few hours later, Mickey's also asleep. Goofy suddenly wakes up. His eyes are shut. He's sleepwalking. Mickey's completely dropping the ball. Goofy comes out. He's dressed to run. He shoots a gun. And he blasts through the wall. Mickey's like, oh, no. So he's looking around. All he's seeing is signs of things that Goofy has run through. Billboards, trucks. Goofy just ran right over the top of him. He's got to pull himself off the sidewalk. Goofy? Uh-oh. He's realized, oh, no. Goofy's about to pole vault with an umbrella over an elevated train. Mickey's freaking out, as he should. He's the one who's supposed to watch him. Goofy lands on a mattress, comes out through a bush, and he's still running. He's running, running. Mickey grabs a bus. He's trying to get his attention. He's opening his eyelids, but Goofy is not waking up. He's going to get progressively bigger. A fire truck. A giant boat with a horn. How's that on the land? It just crashed into the truck and now is sinking somewhere into the concrete. Oh, he's got a tow truck. He's lifting up Goofy. He's got him. Woohoo! Oh, he's about to run a red light. That can't happen. He's hitting the brakes, spinning in circles. Goofy is... everyone's getting dizzy. And Goofy goes flinging off. And of course, now he's still running. Right through traffic. Oh, it's like a game of Frogger. He's running into a gigantic tall building up the elevator. Ooh, this is not going to end well. Somehow now he's in a bathing suit, swan diving off of a building. Great example. This is setting. Mickey freaks out, of course. Tries to catch him, but Goofy swan dives. All right. Go, Mickey. Mickey's running down the building, down the stairs. Goofy's still sleeping. He's running, running, running. He slips on a banana peel. And you can hear him just falling down the stairs. He sees the manhole. He kicks it over in Bugs Bunny fashion, and Goofy falls to the sewer. Whew. Okay. Goofy's now swimming. He's swimming through the sewer pipes right towards a bathroom. Ew. And the guy just tooted. Oh, this is disgusting. Goofy's in the sewer. Mickey grabs the pipe, wrenches it up. Goofy comes flying out like a true gymnast around a pole around the moon. He's still running. Mickey can't figure out what the heck to do about this situation. Wait, suddenly he's realizing that Goofy must be running a race. He gets an idea. He grabs the finish line tape from the dream and now puts it in front of his bed. Goofy runs through it and now he's back to sleep. Mickey's like, okay, whew, mission accomplished. He's tired. He's going to lie down. And that's when the alarm goes off. Mickey's like suddenly fried. And Goofy is ready to go. He wants to go for a run. Come on. Mickey's like, you've got to be kidding me. I've had the craziest night. And now Mickey's making a Mickey-sized hole through the wall as well, right next to Goofy's.
Now he's sleep. Now he's wake-walking.
He's wake-walking. He's wake-running away from Goofy because he doesn't want to do that anymore. Ay, caramba.
Caramba.
I know. I say that a lot, don't I? All right, buddy. What do you think? What are your thoughts on sleepwalking?
It's really good. It was really good.
What was your favorite part?
I liked when Mickey ran away.
Which time?
On the end when Mickey ran away from Goofy.
Oh, right. When he's like, I've had enough of this. I'm out of here. He runs through the wall. He's all clean. He's all unshaven. He's all messy looking.
I want Donald to join.
You want Donald to join him?
Yeah.
He's probably running away to go find Donald because maybe Donald can talk some sense into Goofy. Because Mickey obviously failed.
Can I find him?
I may be. Fingers crossed because something's got to stop poor Goofy from causing a lot of in-town damage. One of the things I like about this episode is just the abundance of, I guess you could say, Warner Brothers era Bugs Bunny-ish humor. As I brought up a little bit in the commentary, there's several gags that just were so Bugs Bunny to me. So, for instance, the progressively bigger vehicles that Mickey is getting to try to, you know, stop Goofy. You know, he gets the bus, and the bus is driving down the street, and then Mickey's not even driving the bus anymore. And then it's the fire truck, and then it's the yacht. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, I mean, because that's always entertaining, you know, what's going to be the next big thing that he gets to try to stop Goofy with? And, of course, it's a yacht. How is the yacht going down the street? We don't need to bother to explain that in a cartoon. We just laugh at its hilarity. Yeah, with its giant horn. I mean, how's that not waking him up?
I don't know.
And then there's always the old, you know, movable manhole cover, which... You know, we can slide that around and put the manhole anywhere, which is always so convenient.
Wow, 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 wow.
I was really nervous when Goofy was appearing to swan dive off a building. That kind of, I'm just like, oh, that's not the message to be sharing in a Mickey Mouse cartoon. But it all ended up fine, except for the fact that Goofy ended up in the sewer and swimming through sewer pipes, even with a little fart joke in there as well. So, a huge assortment of humor styles and of problem solving in tonight's episode. So that said, Keaton, final thoughts on sleepwalking. Anything else that you have to say, Mr. Keaton, about sleepwalking?
Well, it's really weird that Goofy ran, was sleepwalking.
It is. Goofy tends to have sleeping problems. Ooh, trivia question for you, buddy. Wait, you ready for your trivia question? Goofy is asleep through two episodes of the Mickey Short series. He's sleeping through sleepwalking. That's going to sound weird out of context, but he's sleeping through the sleepwalking episode. What other episode is Goofy asleep in?
It's Working Stiff.
Correct. It is called Working Stiff, which we will cover at a later date because it's later on in the show progression. So, Keaton. You know what it's time for?
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Yes.
Huh. Last week I thought I had your figured out, but what is it?
No idea.
Well, okay, the joke has to have a punchline. You can't just not have an idea. What's the punchline of the joke? What do you call a deer with no eyes?
A no idea.
What do you mean you don't have any idea? The joke has to have a punchline. So, what's the punchline of the joke?
No idea.
Keaton, this is not how you tell a joke. You have to have a punchline. So, what do you call a deer with no eyes? You asked me the question, now you got to answer it.
No idea.
But you have to... Oh, I get it. No idea. Okay.
Keaton's joke of the week.
Okay, so let's wrap up the show this week. Remember, you can always follow all of our shows to get all of our commentary on the Mickey Shorts and More episodes.
Facebook.
On Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Just do a search for Mickey Shorts and More, and you will find us. Also at www.mickeyshortsandmore.com. That's the main place to find all of our back episodes and to listen to the show and subscribe as well. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever podcast player you listen to. Just do a search for Mickey Shorts and More, and up we will come. You can email the show with questions, comments on the show, or you know, your own commentary if you would like. Just send us a message at mickeyshortsandmore@gmail.com. Or you can even call our show voicemail hotline to have your voicemail featured on the show. That's at 541-321-0472. Whew! You know what, Keaton?
What?
I'm feeling a little bit sick. You know what I might have next week? I might have a severe case of flipper boobutosis. Because that's next week's show. So tune in next week for Flipper Boobutosis, an awesome, another family favorite of ours. But until then, everyone have a great week, and thanks for listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast.
Bye. Da 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 da